Hello, you are listening to YouthCast, and I'm your host, Molly Adams. As a kid who read the Jack London novels Call of the Wild and White Fang, and saw their movie adaptations, as well as the awesome Iron Will, I am now forever enchanted by sled dog racing. And the Iditarod organizers play off that sentiment, billing it as the last great race on Earth. And while I still dream of someday racing it, I know in my heart that that is a really tough reality to achieve. It takes years of training, thousands of dollars, and a much, much stronger disposition than my own. This is the second Alaska Teen Media Institute piece that we've played in the past three episodes. But I have a good reason. Well, two, actually. One, Alaska Teen Media Institute is awesome. And two, you can't turn down timeliness. Just as the Iditarod sled dog race enters its fourth day, the Alaska Teen Media Institute got a story up on PRX. It's a profile of a musher who raced in the junior Iditarod, Seiji Takagi, who started mushing when he was in second grade. And if you look at the bios of almost all of the people who ran the junior Iditarod this year, they say they started racing as young as four, but at least in elementary school. The dream dies a little more each year. This is On the Trail with His Dogs by Ishmael Strever of the Alaska Teen Media Institute.
I'm Seiji Takagi. I go to South Anchorage High School, and I'm 14 years old, and I am planning to run my first mid-distance race, the junior Iditarod, in the end of February.
Seiji got started with mushing in the second grade when he was at a friend's house in Wasilla, and he was instantly hooked. That initial ride was an experience he wasn't able to get out of his head. His family eventually bought four dogs and the training began. He's competed in sprint races all over Anchorage and he's been training for his first junior Iditarod. The training consisted of tying dogs to four-wheelers during the summer, and when the snow fell, that's when he brought out the sleds. A big part of his training was understanding how the dogs behave, which he learned from handling dogs for his mentor, Christine Roloffs.
If they are tired, then they will clearly show that they don't want to run anymore. A couple of them will just lay down and let themselves get dragged. In that case, I will put them in my sled so that they can rest, and if they're not doing good, if they're clearly not wanting to run anymore, then I'll just let them stay in the sled. But if they're just a little bit tired and then peek their head out and want to start running again, I'll put them back in the line and they'll be fine.
Of all the races Seiji has competed in, he doesn't have a single story that stands out. He likes the gorgeous moments of being outside. However, he has a story about his big brother who used to mush.
For the Junior Yukon Quest, he had a pretty tough race. He lost five of his dogs.
How many dogs did he have?
He started out with 10. And at the last checkpoint coming back, he only had 15 miles left, and they were about to withdraw him because, you know, the banquet had already started and he wasn't finished yet. But he wanted to keep on going, so he basically, his dogs were so tired, he put a harness on himself and pulled the dogs to the finish line for those last 15 miles. He actually walked in front of his sled, and he finished, and he got the Red Lantern, which is the award given to the last place finisher. But he finished, and he was super happy, and that race was super cold because it was down in Fairbanks and must have been like negative 30 to negative 40 degrees.
As Seiji scratches his favorite dog, Sapphire, he talks about the appreciation he holds for his sled team.
You get a big respect for the dogs because they pull you through that. They pull that heavy sled and yourself through all those harsh terrains. And you really come to love the dogs a lot. You want to be with them. You start missing them if you're away from them. Since most of the guys on my team are Christine's dogs, I only have I have four dogs of my own, but only two of them are in my race, so I see them every day. But most of these other guys I'm missing most of the time, and I just want to be able to trade them as much as I can.
Seiji's team consists of leaders in the front to follow its commands and lead the team. Swing dogs are in the middle and pull the team. The wheel dogs are in the back of the team, and they need to be the strongest because it's their duty to change directions and turn corners. He explains what makes a good lead dog.
For the leaders, you need very serious dogs who have lots of endurance, because if your dogs, you know, if they lose their attention, then your team won't be going anywhere.
Like all athletes, Seiji's dogs require lots of food to keep them energized. During the race, that energy is crucial.
We have different race mixes. They're basically, the race mix is different types of meat, like beef, liver, etc. And they just mix those together, and it makes a really good meaty treat for the dogs. And then for other substances, we have like fish oil that we can add with the dogs that gives them lots of tasty protein.
Without his mom, a lot of this wouldn't be possible. Seiji's mom is one of his team's biggest assets. She cooks his meals, provides transportation, fixes beat-up gear, and provides moral support. She's noticed that Seiji's team keeps getting stronger and stronger.
I think it gets better every year. We know what we're doing more, so we're more organized, and we're missing fewer parts, and yeah, we're attending to more detail each time.
Spending time with the dogs has taught Seiji a lot of things.
You definitely need patience in mushing. Takes lots of strength. If you have bad patience, then definitely you won't be able to handle being out there a long time, handling the conditions, being able to feed the dogs. Also, it costs a lot. It costs money, time. You need the equipment. You need the strength to be able to handle all the pressure and problems that the dogs have and give you.
He also has advice for anyone interested in mushing.
You definitely want to try mushing. It's super fun, and even if you don't like it, then you can say you've tried it, and you know what's really exciting down here in Alaska. And I would say that if you're living in Alaska, then you need to go mushing at least once in your life, since it's one of the best things you can do out here.
For the Alaska Team Media Institute, I'm Ishmael Strever.
That was On the Trail with His Dogs by Ishmael Strever of the Alaska Teen Media Institute. Seiji finished 8th in the Junior Iditarod this past February. Now that this episode is over, you should probably get on the internet. First, you should check out the standings of the Iditarod at iditarod.com. Then you should head to youthcast.org. We've linked to articles about the history of the race and the ongoing debate about whether competitive mushing could be detrimental to a dog's health and a person's. Also, please follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/youthcast. Become a fan and you'll know when our new episodes are out, find out about contests, jobs, and internships, and listen to other cool audio projects. This has been Molly Adams for Youthcast, a project of Generation PRX, a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. Youthcast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.